It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? Well, we got a message into our WhatsApp late last night from one of our listeners. And by the way, you can contact us morning, noon and night on 085 825 2626 if you're living outside Ireland. Obviously, you stick a 353 in front of that. 353 85 825 2626.
Oh, welcome to Aircom. You looking for a new job in Aircom?
What?
Giving out phone details and prefixes.
International prefixes.
You stop? International here. Prefixes.
We have people contacting us from all over this planet.
Nah, this podcast doesn't even reach outside the boundaries of Dublin. If you go down to Newbridge, they wouldn't even have heard of this.
Can I tell you, by the way, that our coffee mugs, which we're going to be giving away again next week, yeah?
Yeah.
80% of the ones we posted out,
according to a survey Adrian just made up.
No, we're outside Dublin. They were all outside Dublin.
They actually were. I couldn't believe how far this podcast stretches far than Adrian's belly.
Really?
Yeah. Stretches all over. Like it's...
Anyway.
Where's the furthest we sent a mug? Remember your woman messages from Australia? I listen to the podcast every day and her message back was, thank you, but piss off. We don't do postage to Australia.
All of the mugs went to the island of Ireland. The island of Ireland, we didn't send them any further. Anyway, next week on episodes of Opinions Matter, you will be able to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Now, what do we want to talk about? We got a message in late last night to our WhatsApp from one of our listeners. And I'm going to play it for you right now. And it's a distressing message. This lady, as you'll hear at the start of her message, specifically asked that we disguise her voice. So we have agreed to that. We have disguised her voice quite heavily. I want you to have a listen to this message because it explains itself.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I have a topic for you that I would really appreciate if you talk about, but I really don't want my identity known, so can you please keep me anonymous for obvious reasons? So I live in Drimna, and I was out walking my dog yesterday evening. Obviously, I had to wait until the sun went down, so it was kind of around maybe 8 o'clock, and I was walking through Brickfield Park, and I saw this guy taking pictures of young girls, maybe 15 to 17 years old, and I was horrified. I was absolutely horrified, and I went over to him and I basically told him put the phone away. And he lives in the area. I have seen him before. I know him to see, but I told him put the phone away. Don't be recording anyone. I told him that if he didn't basically fuck off, I was going to call the guards. Now he did. He went off. He didn't really say anything. He just kind of left where he was standing. But I told him that if I saw him with his phone out again, that I'd be naming and shaming him and I would call the guards. So he went off anyway. But he was taking pictures of girls wearing basically next to nothing, which is another topic as well, because I just can't get over the last couple of weeks with this good weather we're having, the girls going around wearing next to nothing. Like, everything nearly on show. I was going for a walk the other evening as well with a friend of mine, and we were literally only talking about there was a young girl walk past us, and you could see her ass cheeks, literally her ass cheeks hanging out of a pair of shorts. I'm sorry, but the reason I'm sending you this is for two reasons. First of all is to tell parents basically be careful, there is a weirdo in Drimna taking pictures of your kids. And second of all, would you please have a word with your kids about what they're going out wearing? Okay, it's not okay for an old weirdo to be taking pictures of them, but at the same time, like, it's just, I just can't believe it. It's just mad that they're going out like this and parents are just allowing it. You really need to talk about this, because there is two separate issues there. There's the weirdo, but also the fact that girls are going out wearing next to nothing. Like, they're not at the beach. Drimna isn't a beach. Like, you know, you can still be cool and cover yourself up in the sun. There's no need for it.
All right. There's no need for it. So that's the message. It's a long message. But basically, there was a man taking pictures of teenage girls on his phone. That lady ran him out of the place. And she's saying that parents need to be aware what they're letting their daughters wear in the nice weather.
Can I just get something out of the way first of all? It's very important. I didn't realise this was important, but it clearly is an important aspect to this story. So when we got her message, it was originally it was like 5 minutes long, and she was going into all sorts of details, which we took out because we can't sit here and say that this happened 150%, okay? Because we gave out about people doing that last week, the whole story about the Somalians and the dog, and we gave out yards about content creators making out that the person was a certain nationality. So we didn't put up any details, any descriptions about the person in case it wasn't true, because I'm not into witch hunts and stuff like that. And then we put the post up on her Facebook page, as we always do, to tee up the topic and to get callers in for the topic. And as soon as we put it up, the first 50 comments were all, that's what happens, open borders, that's what happens when you let these immigrants in, these savages, these animals. They were all the comments. And call me naive, but I was genuinely taken aback by it, because I was like, well, this isn't a topic about immigration. Now, in her message, the bit we did leave in is that the man, the alleged man who was involved in this, is from Drimna. He is a local man. Now, we didn't put that in an original post because I didn't think
that it was relevant.
Well, I didn't think, what's the need of saying what nationality? No,
but that goes back to what we've been saying on recent episodes of this podcast, that people are using every opportunity for every crime to turn it into a witch hunt against foreigners, because they are literally blaming foreigners and every bad thing happening in Ireland. And that's just not the case. And that's a great example. People saying foreigners, foreigners, foreigners. Nobody ever mentioned foreigners. Okay, so don't try and turn this into a debate about foreigners.
We deliberately didn't mention any nationality, because I always believe that when a crime, people are more obsessed nowadays with what the nationality is than the crime. Now, by the way, no crime is reported to the guards, man. That she didn't report it to the guards, but it's kind of irrelevant. I thought it was irrelevant where this man is from, but apparently, going by our listeners, it's
okay. So let's leave nationality out of it. Let's talk about.
No, but he is Irish.
Okay, Irish. Fine, Grant.
And that's according to her who witnessed it.
Okay, so
she spoke
this guy was allegedly taking photographs in Brickfield Park in Drimna yesterday of young teenage girls. And in her message, she also gave out about parents letting their young teenage girls dress like that on summer days. She talks about 14-year-olds with their arse cheeks hanging out for all to see. So, I mean, the question we're asking is she victim-blaming? Here's a guy who's taken photographs of young girls. He shouldn't be doing this.
No, absolutely. I think we're all in agreement, yeah? We're all in agreement that he should not be taking photographs of anybody, really, to be honest with you.
So, as she said in her message, 14-year-olds with their arse cheeks hanging out for all to see. We're asking you, is this victim blaming, or is it inviting trouble when teenagers dress this way? Would this guy have been taking photographs if all the young ones were dressed in baggy tracksuits?
Okay, the answer to your question, and this is not victim blaming, the answer to your question is this wouldn't have happened probably in wintertime if they were all
in baggy tracksuits.
And I'll be honest, I saw it down in Dunleary the other day myself. I was out walking with my two girls. We went down the pier with the two girls, and I don't want to come across as an old man because I'm not an old man, but what some of the young girls are wearing, in my opinion, was inappropriate. And I'm thinking to myself,
inappropriate in what way? Describe what you saw and what how it was inappropriate.
Well, teenage girls dressed like strippers, dressed like women in a strip club. Again, with the arse cheeks hanging out. And literally, it's the Love Island effect, isn't it, really, that young girls think that they can wear these clothes. You have to blame the parents. The parents are the one that know.
Sorry, teenage girls go and buy their own clothes. Their mammy doesn't buy their clothes for them. The teenage girls are buying their own
clothes. But as a parent, you know what your kids are going out, or at least you should know what your kids are going.
Do you really? Do you really? I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Young teenage girls don't have their mammy going and buying their belly tops and their bra tops or whatever.
The woman in the message, fair play to you for doing the right thing and running them out of the park. And by the way, he wasn't an owl lad. He wasn't a 70-year-old man or 60-year-old man in a long mac coat taking photographs. This was a youngish man, a youngish local man. So I'm not saying the girls are to blame for having this pervert. Perverts will do pervert things. Mm-hmm. But don't put it out there so that they
But let me again go back to the point that this lady, in one breath, is saying she ran your man out of the park, yeah?
Yeah.
But in the other breath, she's saying, but the girls were dressed disgracefully and almost...
Well, two things can be wrong at the same time.
That's why he was taking photographs.
That is the definition
of victim blaming.
In this situation, two things can both be wrong, okay? So the first thing that was wrong was that a young fella was... And that's what young fellas do. Lads, that's what young fellas do. Upskirting was his thing until it was made illegal. Young fellas are immature. I don't know if he was doing it for a perverted reason or something like that. I don't know. I wasn't there, yeah? But young fellas will do what young fellas do. So that is wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Let's draw the line under that. That's
but
wrong.
You also believe it's wrong the way young ones are dressing.
Well, obviously, yeah. Who wouldn't? Who would think that that is appropriate?
It's summer. The weather's hot. The sun is out. It's very, very rare.
I thought we were all about protecting children. It is never, ever, and I've spoken about this for years, about young ones, about kids, preteens wearing bikinis on holidays. It's never okay to put your children in clothes that will sexualize them.
Again, Jeremy, don't be so naive as to think that mammy is dressing her 14-year-old in whatever.
Get your shit together if you're a mammy or daddy. Get your shit together.
14-year-olds are buying their own clothes.
It's not appropriate for children to wear clothes that sexualizes them.
Okay, now just a couple of minutes ago, one of our listeners sent us a link to a guy called Mitchell Hood, who is an influencer.
I follow him.
In England.
And
he's talking about the exact same thing, believe it or not. Have a listen to what he had to say about the way that young girls are dressing.
I'm coming on to have a little moan. I keep seeing very young girls in my local area of Basildon, Essex, wearing extremely revealing clothes. Granted, it's been very fucking hot, but I've just seen a group of girls, it's 9 p.m, walking the streets. They've walked past my car, not took no notice, but I've looked like that to get something out of my bag, and I've seen arse cheeks on a child hanging out of their shorts. How are you letting your child leave the house like that? And whether they left the house like that or not, why are you buying them clothes that they could potentially do that? Like, I just think it's disgusting. The fact that you are buying your child clothes for big grown women to be wearing is bizarre. And if you don't see a problem with that, you just need to give your head a wobble, because it's not a safe world out here. Like, 9 p.m. on a Friday night, you're letting your child roam the streets half dressed. If you think that's fine, then social services need words.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
Sorry, I'm triggered.
You're triggered by?
Can we try and get Reese Daly on, who's in our live comments section? I really want to talk to Reese.
Why, what's Reese saying?
It's aimed at me. If you think kids can be sexualized over what they wear, that's a problem. As he's putting this back on me. Absolutely not, Reese. Absolutely. So, by you saying that, Reese, you would obviously think that it's okay for a 15-year-old girl to dress like a stripper. As in exactly what a stripper, like tie-high boots, a bra, and underwear. Do you think that's okay? Obviously, the certain clothes should not be worn by teenagers. And they are clothes that sexualize them. I'm not the problem here. You're the problem. Because if you think the opposite to me, you obviously think there's no... Like, you obviously agree that there has to be boundaries when it comes to teens and the way they dress. Surely. No? Oh, here we go. I'd expect no less from a spineless man like
you. No, I tell you what I'm hearing here, actually. I'll be honest with you. What I'm hearing here is an old man victim blaming. An old man it's just like back in the 60s when young ones started wearing mini skirts. That's disgusting. You can see all your legs. It is the exact same.
It's the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Didn't dress like that. Why didn't your daughter dress like that?
It wasn't a thing when my daughter was a teenager.
You're literally saying it's okay for a man to have horrible thoughts because he's looked at a child in tight clothes. Jesus Christ. Again, Mickey, that's not, or Mikey, that is not what is being said. And I, even when it's in a court case and I hear, you know, solicitors and stuff trying to use the argument of what a woman was wearing when she was sexually assaulted, I get angry with that. These are two separate issues, Mikey. You can be horrified by the way teenagers dress, some teenagers. You can be horrified by that. That's, try and work two parts of your brain at the same time. So you can be horrified by that. You can also be equally horrified that some dirty, sweaty pervert was taking photographs of girls in a public place where he had no... And by the way, the vast majority of people think that way. Because when they go to these gigs, when they go to like Electric Picnic and so on, and they see the way teenagers are dressed, they are horrified. There's nothing wrong with being horrified over the way that young people dress. Jesus Christ, lads, grow up.
No, but...
No,
sorry, the connection that the lady who left the message for us, the voice disguise message, the connection was that this guy probably wouldn't have been taking these photographs only for the way the girls were dressed. That was the implication from that message.
No, it wasn't.
It is. It's literally victim blaming.
No, it wasn't.
It is victim blaming. The girls that were in that park in Drimna... what park was it?
Oh, Brickfield
Park. The girls that were in Brickfield Park were... innocently doing whatever they were doing.
Yes, of course
and
they were.
Some and some dirtbag decides to take photographs of them.
In an ideal world, you should be able to walk around the park completely in your underwear if you want, yeah? Yeah?
Well.
Oh, no, why not? In your underwear. Yeah, why not?
No, I don't think you should be walking around in your underwear, no.
No, but in an ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world. Do we live in an ideal world?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Let me go to Kieran. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kieran?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Kieran. What did you want to say on this?
Lads, the comments about this guy in the park over the last couple of minutes have been disgraceful as far as I'm concerned. How do we know he's a dirty pervert? How do we know he was taking pictures of the girls? You don't know that unless you're standing behind his lens, yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
I mentioned in the comment that came on, I had an incident recently where I'm into family history, genealogy, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I traced a building that my great-grandfather was born in, which I went to take a picture of, but it had been turned into a school. So I went into the school, you know, to let the principal know I was going to be 5 minutes taking pictures of the building. This is a couple of months ago when schools were still on. So I went back out, and within 5 minutes, I had four or five parents standing around me. Why am I taking pictures of children? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? One of them went into the into the school, brought another teacher out, not one I had spoken to. He asked me the same questions. Why are you taking pictures of the children? Gardaí were called. Gardaí turned up. And by the time when the guard got out of
In all that time, were you not able to talk again to the teacher who knew why you were there?
Well, I make a point, Adrian, of saying nothing if I know the guardy are on the way, because I'll say it to the guards when they turn up. Now, the guard got out of the car. When he got out of the car, there were 6-7 parents harassing me, taking pictures of my children, and I wasn't taking pictures of anyone's children. This is the big bad boogeyman again. Mm. Now,
What was the upshot of that?
The upshot was, I said to the parent, one of the parents, that one of them lost the plot and was coming towards me and saying, you know, you're taking a picture of my child. And I said, I'm not, but if I was, there's nothing illegal about it. And the guard will back me up. And the guard refused to back me up, which absolutely exploded the situation. I then told the guard I had spoken to the principal. Mm-hmm. He gave me the go-ahead. Go away, you. Nothing we can do about it. And I said, what are you going to do, girl? I'm not doing anything wrong. He said, can I have a look at the photographs you took? And I said, absolutely not, you can't. You've no business looking at my photographs.
So what happened in the end?
Nothing. I was told to be more careful in future.
Okay, so the point you're making is that this lady who contacted us about somebody allegedly taking photographs in...
And the comments from yourself and Jeremy, you know, labelling him this, that and the other, when you have no idea what he was doing there.
No, look, I take that at face value, okay? What this lady was alleging is that this guy was taking photographs of teenage girls And in the end, she believes the reason he was taking the photographs of the teenage girls is because of the way the teenage girls were dressed. That's it. That's really what she believes. I know you could argue that it's victim blaming if he was actually taking photographs of the teenage girls. It is literally victim blaming, is it not?
It is victim blaming. People can wear what they like. And, you know, if they get attacked or worse, then it's not the person. It's not the people who are wearing the clothes that's fault. It's the person who committed the crime. Yeah. But my point about the guy, you know, he's not breaking any laws. He's taking pictures of teenage children. Same thing.
Okay. You mightn't feel that. You mightn't feel that way if they were your teenage children.
It wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Of course it would.
It wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Sorry, you've
When did you last. When did you last open the Irish Independent? See two pictures, a picture of two young girls, you know, having an ice cream, beautiful sunny day. Now, I would imagine the photographer asked the parents' permission.
They do, because that happened to us
in Bray. Yeah, of course they do. But at the same time, you don't need permission. You're in a public place. You can take a picture of whatever and whoever you like.
So you think this, if he was taken, and we only have her word to go on it, again, I'm
And I do take the point you're making, that we don't know for certain that he was taking pictures of the girls, but if he
but
was...
But even if he was,
There's no, you don't believe that's any crime at all?
It isn't a crime.
Do you believe that
There's
that
no
woman...
There's no belief about it.
Do you believe that that woman had a right to run him out of the park, basically?
If that's what she wanted, but she's not going to do any good. No point ringing the guards. They'll turn up, but they won't do anything about it because they can't. There's no crime being broken.
Okay, so going back to her other point,
I think there probably is a crime photographing.
There isn't. Absolutely, there isn't.
In a public place, you can take photographs to your heart's content. Yeah.
Absolutely anything. You can even take pictures from a public place into somebody's bedroom.
Jesus. Okay,
stay there So what you're saying is no harm here, nothing's been done illegally, and if the girls were wearing very little, that's nobody's business. They can wear what they like.
Well, look, you can go down the route. It's not appropriate, like Jeremy said, and he's right. But parents, you know, are dressing their kids the same way as they dressed when they were younger. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember the 80s when, okay, they mightn't have been as skimpy, like Jeremy said, miniskirts in the 60s. We all have examples. What was shocking at the time, that's nothing now. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what are you going to do? Okay, teenagers are wearing skimpy clothes.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to...
Are you speechless?
No, I'm not speechless. He's right. What are you going to do? Teenagers are wearing skimpy clothes. Duh. This is, it goes back to what I said. You're actually sounding like an old man who's a little bit out of touch.
Nope.
That's what young people are wearing.
I have two young daughters.
Yeah. They're not teenagers yet.
No,
what are you going to do? Put a nun's habit on them?
They won't be dressing like that.
A burqa.
Yeah, they're going. Yeah, we convert them to Islam.
Reese, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Reese?
How are you getting on, lads?
Good, thanks, Reese.
Kids can't be sexualized for what they wear.
This was the point that you're pulling Jeremy up on him having said something like that a while ago.
Yeah, well, it wasn't directed at him, but like, let's be honest, like, if people can be sexualized for what they wear, then that's like saying if a girl gets raped, she was raped for what she wore. That's ridiculous.
It's completely different. We're talking about children here, and
I know exactly what you're talking about, okay? But kids can't be sexualized for what they wear. So if a 15-year-old says, I want to wear a bra top or a little vest top because of the heat, she's not allowed because she'd be sexualized.
What I'm saying is that everybody has a line, and there are certain clothes, I'm sure you would agree, there's a certain line that everybody, where everybody draws a line and says, I mean, if you look at those pageants in America where some of the kids are dressed, and with the makeup and all that, there are certain things that children should not wear, because it's like, okay, if you say, are you saying that there should be no rules when it comes to what we allow kids to wear? Is that what you're saying?
There's a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to let a 15-year-old walk around in a thong like a stripper.
That was exactly what I was about to say.
But like, if a young girl's wearing a pair of shorts, her legs are on show, there's pedophiles out there that would go mad for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. You wouldn't know what weirdos are out there.
But then you're agreeing with me, because knowing that there are... So back in the 80s, as Kieran was talking about, nobody had a camera phone. But everybody walking around now has a phone and you can take a photograph of things. And I'm saying again, in an ideal world, your children will be able to go out dressed whatever way. But when you have people with bad intentions who will take photographs. And by the way, I don't believe paedophiles are going around doing these, because paedophiles get all their stuff online on the dark web and stuff like that. That's where they get the stuff. I don't believe they're hanging around beaches. But should we not, for the dignity of our children, be dressing them appropriately?
Say that again, sorry, Mr.
For their dignity, for the child's dignity. Again, you said a minute ago you wouldn't want your 15-year-old in a thong bikini on a beach in Spain. Why not, then? If you don't think...
Come on, Jeremy.
You said at the start of the conversation, clothes cannot sexualize a kid. And then in the same breath you said, but I wouldn't want to see my 15-year-old in a thong bikini. Why not, if it's only clothing?
There's a certain extent. Let's just common sense here, okay? There's weirdos out there that would love little 15-year-olds, little 12-year-olds in a pair of shorts, okay?
Yeah, sickos, yeah.
But what you said was kids are being sexualized. That's wrong. That's wrong. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's completely wrong.
No, you're agreeing with me, because you just said putting a child into a thong bikini is sexualizing the child. That's what you said. So you agree with me?
I didn't say that's sexual.
Well, what is it doing?
Sexualizing the child.
Well, what's it doing?
Well, it's obviously not right. It's obviously not right for a child for a 15-year-old to go around the thong bikini.
But again, it's the Love Island thing where young girls want to dress like the... And the women in Love Island can dress the way they want. They're in their 20s, you know what I mean? They can dress the way they want. But when you were a teenager, I just don't get how parents can be okay with that sometimes.
Let me bring in Cian with his opinion on this.
Listen, in regards to today's topic, shouldn't matter what a woman's wearing. Whether they're wearing a pair of shorts that are pulled up as far as the eye can see, or a full body jumpsuit, let's not make excuses for men displaying this type of behaviour. This is dangerous behaviour, disgusting behaviour. And whether it's teenagers or adults, women should be able to wear what they want without the fear or the uncomfortableness of being leered at by creepy men. I only seen her recently with my own wife. We're out on a walk, making the most of the good weather. And a man literally nearly crashed his car into a pole hanging out the window, staring at her. And I wouldn't mind. Most of her body was covered. There needs to be a big, big change.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Cathy, you were listening to Ciarán there a while ago. What was it that he said that annoyed you?
No, just his approach to like going into a school, taking photographs, and then police come in, ask him for what his photographs are. His denial of showing them proof would lead him to be a little bit suspicious.
But did he refuse to show the photographs he'd taken?
Yeah.
Because I assume, Ciarán, you didn't see any need to, because you know you weren't doing anything wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If a guard stopped you on the street and you know, asked you for... What's in your back pocket? Would you say, yeah, here? Some people would, some people wouldn't. I'm one who has principles. I don't have to, so therefore I don't.
If you're, okay, the principal, the teachers, they're there to protect the students. If the parents come in and have concerns, the parents have the right, the teachers have the right, the guards also have the right to see.
No, but I think Ciarán's point is it is so wrong to assume that because somebody is taking a photograph anywhere near a school that they're doing it with bad intent. He wasn't. He was taking legitimate photographs, but people see the wrong in any type of photograph being taken around a school. Isn't that the point you're making, Ciarán?
Absolutely. Ten parents approached me.
To an extent, I listen to his point. To an extent, yeah, no, I get it. You can't just assume. Obviously, always, as law goes in Ireland, innocent until proven guilty. But you need to be proven. You know, and you refuse, and that's where the lines kind of get blurred.
I need to be proven what? What do I need to prove? I spoke to the principal. He gave me permission, not that I need it. He said work
away.
You
do need it. If you go into a school, you can't walk around school grounds, you can't walk around council grounds, you can't walk around grounds that are mandated and just start taking photographs. There's protection
if it's
there.
In a public
no,
place.
You can. But yes, you can. It's in a public
check the
okay,
law.
You know. You sound
I'm
like
sorry,
you can't
you don't
walk
know
in.
The law.
Let me ask you, Ciarán, let me ask you again. What were the photographs you were taking?
You're going to get in trouble.
Of a building. literally front of a building, side of a building.
There could be minors. There could be minors in
those photographs. Just like this minors on my dash cam footage going down the road.
But that's in different circumstances. Dash cam footage.
It's not. It's exactly the same. It was taken in a public place.
There's different laws around dash cam. It's not.
There isn't.
You actively went into the grounds of a school.
Yes, I can take photographs standing in the playground and take photographs. If I'm asked to leave, I have to leave.
No, but you can't.
It can. Check
you
the law.
You can't walk into
check
a school.
The law.
Yeah, oh, I'm telling you.
If it's publicly accessible, that's like saying parents aren't allowed past the gate until they get permission. Yeah.
Well, parents, as parents, you can't walk into a school without signing in. No, you can't.
No, rubbish. I collect my children from school every day. I don't sign in.
Yeah, okay, but you cannot walk in. Okay, so you cannot walk into the actual school without signing in.
I can.
You can walk through.
I don't know, Ciarán, if you can actually walk onto private property.
You cannot walk
and take
into the property. No, you can't.
Guys, you need to check the law. If I walk into a school, I'm on private property.
Once you walk through those schools, you're on private land.
You go to mass, you're on private land. Do you get permission from the priest to go into the church?
It's a different setting. You are not where there is protected, a vulnerable group.
Okay, the bottom line is, anyway, Cathy, the point that he's fundamentally making is that everybody has a right to take photographs in a public place. That's it.
Yes.
In a public place, absolutely. But a school is not a public place.
Okay, but this is a public place.
You need to check the law.
It might be a public school. Yeah, it might be a public school, but a public school is still not a public place.
But again, it's private property. The point he was trying to make is public place. Okay, the point he was trying to make is to verify that a guy in Brickfield Park in Drimna taking photographs allegedly of teenage girls is perfectly entitled to take photographs in Brickfield Park. That's the point he was making, whether he was taking photographs of teenage girls or not.
How is that appropriate?
Well, Adrian, even if it is of teenage girls, yes, it's odd.
This is where
behavior.
I'm getting caught.
It's strange behavior. Absolutely. Is it illegal? No. So stop tarring people.
As a photographer, you'd understand that taking pictures of minors under seven is actually against the law.
It's not against the law. You need to check the law. I know what the law is around photography. And you need to check it.
Okay. I'm not the one who's going to get in trouble over this, Cathy.
Can I just clarify as well? There is a difference between taking a photograph, okay,
and posting it.
And putting it out.
But you see, the problem is you don't actually know where those photographs are going to go. And the thing is,
you don't even know if you took photographs.
So innocent until proven guilty. But the thing is, Jeremy has hit on something there, saying that images going, they don't even need to get images off the likes of like taking photographs on the street or whatever, and you're going onto the dark web. You don't even need to do this. People are getting these images, and the UK is one of the biggest places that all of these images are going, that predators are getting these images. They're going for as little as 99p.
So let me ask you the question, Ciarán, and Cathy can answer this as well.
Yeah.
If we're to believe this woman in Brickfield Park, and if this young fella was taking photographs of these teenage girls with their arse cheeks hanging out, quote unquote, why do you think he was taking those pictures? To what purpose was he taking these pictures?
Well, if it can be proved he was taking the pictures, even if he had the camera pointed at them, that's no proof he's taking photographs.
No, that's not the question I'm asking. Yeah. The question is, why do you think he was?
Why? Yeah,
well,
it could be for very bad behavior. If you think it's for bad behavior,
report it to the guards. Absolutely. But they're not going to do it.
So then going back to you then, Ciarán, so that's what the parents in the school did, and that's what the police came to do. But then you denied to show them.
Happened.
And if you had nothing untoward in your camera, why not show them the children?
It wouldn't have made a difference.
Oh, exactly. So why not just show them the slide and clear your name?
No, I don't have to.
But
I don't have to.
Okay, so my point of what I'm saying is, why not just show them what you had and said, okay, so this is what I took. There's nothing untoward. There you go. And then just walk away.
I told them I had permission from the principal.
And that's not enough for a parent. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not, but parents need to know a big bad boogeyman, they can't do a thing about someone standing outside a school taking a picture of a building. Yeah? And the way you reacted
to that.
If I saw a guy standing outside my house, I'd take him photographs. I'd go out and chat to him, but I can't stop him taking a picture of my house.
There you go. But why would you go out and chat? Why would you go out? Or why would you not just say, oh, sure, he's a photographer?
Because I'm interested in photography. I'd say, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you, Kathy, what is your opinion of this guy allegedly taking photographs of teenage girls, firstly?
Look, to be honest, I haven't actually heard the story about this particular one. I had heard a story about something else in another vicinity. And because, for me personally, I hadn't heard any, like, I'd heard the story. I'd heard, like, I'd seen sort of, like, let's say, photos and stuff like that. But I hadn't actually, there was no physical proof. So for me, it wasn't for me to say, look, yes, this guy has categorically went and done it. So there again.
Okay. But let me turn this on its head. And the lady who sent the original message into us was arguing that, yes, it was wrong of this guy to be allegedly taking photographs of teenage girls. But she also, in the same breath, said the way the teenage girls were dressed was disgraceful and almost implying, it's no wonder somebody was taking photographs of them.
Yeah, you see, that's kind of a bit of juxtaposition right there. Like, absolutely. What do you say? Like, can you blame teenage girls? Is it down to the parents? Like, I wrote in my comments there, I wouldn't be letting I know, like, the way I see kids dress these days, like, it absolutely shocks me. And, we have to be realistic. There is people out there that is going are going to target girls. That's just the way the world has gone. It always has been and always will be. Yeah. Social media is making it a lot more clear. I wouldn't be letting my daughter out in half the stuff that even, like, 10-year-olds are going out in when she's 18.
Yeah, thank you. And that's for me. But that's because you're a responsible parent. And it's not about victim blaming here, Adrian. In the same way, when you're going out, you're leaving your house, your wife will turn around and you say, did you lock the windows and did you lock the doors? Yeah. Because in an ideal world, you wouldn't have to lock the windows and lock the doors. But again, we don't live in an ideal world, and there are nasty people out there, and let's not make it easy for them. That's not victim blaming. That's common bloody sense.
Well, it kind of is. It's telling young people what they can and can't wear. It really is.
We have to guide our kids, and we have to protect them. And the only way we can do it is by, like, literally, we have to wash what they're wearing, and we have to make sure that they're not putting clothes in the bag and flinging what we put on them going out and changing. Like, we all grew up.
Kathy, don't mind Adrian. You know? Adrian making out that when he was a father, when his daughter was young.
I'm not saying anything of the sort.
You were this mad liberal parent.
I'm not saying anything of the sort. What I'm trying to say is,
we have to give 15-year-olds free reign.
You just heard Kathy saying, we all did it. We all did it when we were younger. Young girls have always dressed in a way that wasn't approved of by their parents.
Exactly. It did happen. But, like, I think the clothes have sort of evolved to a different level now. I wouldn't have dressed, like, I might have changed, yes, but I wouldn't have dared wear anything. I wouldn't have been as daring, never, like, as what even half my friends would have been wearing.
The lady who sent us the message in, the 14-year-old girls were wearing shorts that were so short you could see their arse cheeks hanging out for all to see. That's what she said.
Yeah, no, like that, like even if you want to excuse it as the weather, like the only time it's successful is you're wearing a swimsuit on a beach for me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, and a lot of messages coming in, let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note, which came into us a couple of minutes ago from Damo.
Do you know what? It sounds like that didn't happen, and it sounds like she's more pissed off that there's young girls going around wearing next to nothing, which I have to agree, it doesn't look right. I know I wouldn't like my kids going around wearing literally nothing with arse cheeks hanging out, but if that did happen and that lad is known to her and known and dreaming, why is she not getting onto the Garda? Like, did she never hear that prevention is better than fucking cure? Get on to the Garda now and say, look, he was doing a couple of suspicious things. You might want to just check his fucking hard drive or check what's going on. But my opinion, she's more pissed off. A young one's gone round where next to know.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
I'm fine, right, yourself.
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this?
This conversation comes up every single summer. So, like, obviously, if young ones go around wearing fuck all, obviously going to be looked at. So why is people surprised? And the same conversation every single year.
Because people use expressions like victim blaming, that almost condoning the guy taking the photographs because, I sure God love him, the girls were wearing little or nothing, can you blame him?
Yeah, but not one, sometimes the victim can be to blame, but it doesn't mean that it's given permission to someone to do that. Like, if I was in Ballymun, like I said in the Facebook there, if I was in Ballymun in the car and left outside running to run to the shop and I come back out and it was robbed, you'd call me a fucking idiot, wouldn't you?
You might, yeah. Yeah.
That's victim blame.
Yeah, it is probably. Yes, it probably is. Mind you, you made it very, very easy for the person to steal your car.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the young one makes it very easy for the lad to look at her when she's wearing fuck all.
But that is literally victim blaming.
That's what it is.
Allegedly, this guy was taking photographs of teenage girls who, according to the lady who left the message, were 14-year-olds with arse cheeks hanging out for all to see. Now, are you saying that, sure, it's no wonder your man was taking photographs? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, obviously. You're going to get creeps no matter where you go. And would she be doing the same Aaron stuff if there was a woman, like a group of women taking pictures of her? Because women are women's worst tricks. Like, if you're a people watching there and you're seeing a hippie young one's going past, women and men will look, not just men.
Kieran, what do you say to that? It's no wonder the guy that was allegedly taking photographs was taking photographs if the girls, and we're talking about teenage girls, with arse cheeks hanging out for all to see. It's no wonder your man was taking photographs. That's really what Darren is saying.
Well, look, you're going to have those kind of guys hanging around. And when there's no law to stop them from doing what they're doing, there's not a whole lot you can do. Parents need to be vigilant, obviously, what the kids behave in a public place or whatever. But, you know, in the 70s, you had hot pants. Do you think that the parents of those children, they died of shock when they saw hot pants? Now it's something else.
Their hot pants
shock
even shorter.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it is still victim blaming. If someone gets attacked or raped or whatever, it's the guy who did it is the criminal, not the person. Was she guilty of a crime? No. She was guilty of bad judgment. And that's not, we've all done that. We've all done that. Doesn't mean to say she deserved to be raped. That's a disgraceful thing to say.
People saying that in the comments. Like, people have been saying that now about me coming on and saying this, but I don't really care because, like, it's pure on his right. But at the end of the day, there's no proof that he was taking pictures of this young one. No proof at all. Like.
No, there is.
She just sounds like she wants to go onto Facebook just for some drama. She doesn't give a fuck what it's about, but just wants some drama.
And again, I agree with you. There is no proof, Darren, that he was taking photographs of anybody. And in fact, only in the last few days, there was an example of somebody taking it upon themselves to post a photograph of an individual claiming that this individual was taking photographs of children. No proof whatsoever, but people believe that they can point the finger of blame just because you happen to have a phone in your hand.
The Facebook police.
But let me go back to the point of these young girls, 14-year-olds, dressed, wearing, 14-year-olds with arse cheeks hanging out for all to see, according to the message that we got from that lady. You're basically saying, stop your teenagers dressing like that and they won't attract the wrong attention.
Well, you cannot stop a teenager dressing like that. And these teenagers are probably going out wearing something different and then changing into these clothes.
Yeah,
so,
like, I agree. That's always
nature. Even when I was a teenager going to discos and all, like, the kids, teenagers were wearing absolutely fuck all. It was miniskirts back then.
Yeah, no, and nothing has changed. And this is the point that I was trying to make to Jeremy earlier on. Nothing has changed. Teenagers have carried on like this since time began. They walk out the door wearing one thing, and half an hour later they're wearing something completely different.
No, no, Dave. When I was a teenager, girls weren't dressing the way they are now. That's a fact. Don't make it. Here, don't.
You weren't hanging around with a normal crowd.
I was about to say you weren't going to teenage discos when you were 15.
Well, maybe
you weren't. Yeah, don't say you weren't because you weren't.
Five young girls now. I am a bit more aware of it.
Aware of what? You're saying this didn't happen. It fucking did. It absolutely did.
Yeah.
Here, Wesley, back in the early noughties.
I wasn't a loco.
Yeah, there you go. I rest my case.
Yes, Aaron.
Jeremy, this is all ahead of you. You have two girls, don't you?
Yes, I do, and that's why I'm terrified.
This is all ahead of you.
And I'm terrified of the Love Island thing going on, where girls look up to those girls that are on.
That Love Island is absolutely toxic. It's toxic more to women than men. If you're a man watching, you're not a man. Simple as that.
Well, no, the women on Love Island are in their late 20s, so they're entitled to...
Yeah, and there's not one real thing about them. They have fake asses, fake hips, fake lashes, fake lips, fake everything. There's nothing real about them. And they're living in cuckoo land until they're going to find a forever man in Love Island.
Yeah, well, okay, it's a conversation for another day. Do me a favour, Darren, stay there for 1 second.
Sorry, Darren, the comment that you said that someone just sent us, sometimes the victim is to blame. In what situation is a victim to blame, ever?
Well, like I said 10 minutes ago, if I was in Ballymun and I went into the shop to get something in the shop, but I left my car running outside and it was robbed, he'd call me a fucking idiot.
But in the situation of what happened in Brickfield Park, the alleged incident.
Alleged, yeah, exactly.
No, I'm saying that as well, because we can't get on our high horse after the three Somalians and the dog barbecue thing. That was alleged as well. There was no proof of that. We only have this woman's word to go by. But if it, and I don't know why she'd make it up, but if... And sorry, the reason I don't think she'd make it up is, going by her message, she doesn't have any agenda. She's not trying to push it was an immigrant. It was a Somalian. It was an African. They protect our kids from the Africans. In fact, she went out of her way to say that the man was local. But in that situation, if that young fella was taking photographs of those girls in Brickfield Park, surely you couldn't put any blame on them.
Obviously not. You cannot blame the woman for someone that's been a creep. But at the end of the day, if you go down the street wearing absolutely sweet F all, expect people to look at you. The same way, if I was in Borat's outfit in a mankini walking down Henry Street on a day like this, expect to get looks, pictures, shouts, maybe even get abuse. So expect it, so that's all I'm saying.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in Quiva.
I think what the man did was wrong, completely wrong. Don't take pictures of girls half naked. No way. Young girls even, especially. If I had any kids myself, I wouldn't let them wear thongs and stuff like that when they're a teenager, or any provocative clothing. I let them dress however they see fit when they're a bit older, in their adult years, you know. But fair play to the woman catching the man out, taking pictures of the girls.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Now, Rhys, you were on to us a while ago. You got cut off. What do you make of what you're hearing here now?
Back to the sexualising kids, right? Girls, because sexualising any sort of girl is just completely wrong, okay? Someone can't be taking pictures of kids just because of what they're wearing. Do you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. And it goes back to these paedophile hunters as well. These should be brought in by the government and paid by the government and given certain powers to clamp down on this, because we don't have enough guards to watch this sort of thing.
Okay, but if you take that, and I agree, those paedophile hunter groups do great work as well, and sometimes they get it wrong, and the problem is when they get it wrong,
they
do it in style. So they do great work as well, but sometimes they've got it wrong. But supposing a group of paedophile hunters ran up to that young fella in Drimna the other day and tackled him and videoed him, did a live video as they do, and he just happened to have his phone in his hand, but he was listening to... when I go up to... I'll give you an example. I was up in the park yesterday evening before the match with my girls. They were on the monkey bars. They love the monkey bars. And there was a load of young girls swinging on the monkey bars with my daughters. And I was bored, so I was watching the start of the match on my phone. So I had my phone in my hand. So if you came along, Rhys, if you came along walking by the monkey bars, what you would see is a grown man, which is me, around a group of girls on my phone. Now, you could think straight away, that's a dirty pervert. He's taking photographs of those young girls. I'm going to beat him up, or I'm going to take a photograph of him and show him for what he really is, when all along I was just innocently...
And that could be the case with this guy in Drimna as well. He could have been watching the start of the match. It was 8 o'clock last night, actually, this lady said that she witnessed him taking photographs.
No, but she sounded fairly...
I haven't said he's done it, you know what I'm saying? I haven't said he's done it. And like Jeremy, beating someone up is not going to get anywhere, let's be honest, right? You're going to... If you hit someone, you're getting arrested, okay? Like, you're getting arrested. This paedophile is going to... Even if he is a paedophile, he's going to get released. Do you know the way? Like, it always happens. And for these paedophile hunters to go out and catch someone, they don't just base it off hearsay evidence. Like, these investigated. Like, Justice Reborn, I watch them all the time. I don't know whether you lads have watched them or not.
I have, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
These are brilliant, and like, they very rarely make a mistake. I think I've seen one mistake they've made, and that was it, but like, they very rarely make a mistake.
No, but the point I'm making is those mistakes can be fatal. So again, if you took a photograph of me up at the Monkey Bars last night and claimed, Jesus, look at that dirty pervert hanging around the Monkey Bars taking photographs of kids. That's it. There's no coming back from that, because that goes up online. That goes up online. It gets amplified. People share it, and all of a sudden, someone's either beaten up or their life is ruined. That's how easy it can happen.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I totally agree with you. But just going back, I have to get off again. I've another call coming through. But just like going back to sexualizing kids, like, that just can't happen. I know you were saying. I think you were saying before I had to go. Like, if a child's wearing a bikini, like, even if she's wearing a bikini, like, it's maybe not right, but they still should be sexualized.
Reese, nobody is saying that they are being sexualized, but some people with bad intent are sexualizing them. They are using the clothes that they are wearing, the flesh that they're showing, to get their kicks, basically. That is sexualizing them.
And that's the exact problem we have in this, never mind this country, this world. The world's fucked. The world's totally fucked. This is the problem we have. Let me just squeeze in one final call,
and that is Sorka, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sorka.
Hi, yeah, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sorka. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, well, I didn't get to hear the start of the show. I only did come in a little bit about 20 minutes ago. But I have to say, listening to what I've heard so far, it's actually really frightening, the attitudes that grown adults have these days.
Meaning what? What have you heard that you found frightening?
Well, a 14-year-old girl wearing a mini skirt or whatever. I was once a 14-year-old girl. I'm in my mid-30s now. When I wore mini skirts, belly tops in the 2000s, I was wearing those clothes because I was hoping that the guy my own age would see me and go, oh, she's really good looking, like the girls in the music videos. I wasn't hoping some lad in his 40s with his wife and kids at home would stare at me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. You were trying to get the attention of lads of your own age.
Of course.
Hoping that they'd notice you. But let me ask you then, the argument here is, no, I'm not making this argument. This is what some people have said.
Yeah.
If you're wearing little or nothing, as this lady described, she said they were 14-year-old girls with their arse cheeks hanging out for all to see. That's what she said, okay?
Yeah.
And her argument is, more or less, no wonder somebody was taking photographs.
Yeah, see, that's funny to me now.
Why?
So, because a child has more flesh shown, a grown adult, no wonder they took photos of the children. I mean, what do you do if it's unbelievably hot out, this heat wave continues, you're on the beach and there's a 3 or 4-year-old running around in a nappy, or you can't help but look at them? These teenagers are still children at the end of the day.
Well, to that end, last year in Salou, where I was on holidays, we were on the beach one day, me with my 3 kids and my wife. And I believe it's more customary in Spain, but there was two Spanish families there, and they had 2 toddlers, and the toddlers were completely starkers on the beach. Now, I have to say, I found that very uncomfortable. It just didn't sit well with me. I don't know why it didn't. But do you think that's okay to have...
I personally wouldn't do it myself if I had small babies. But I do know that some of those other European countries have completely, they're more open than us, you know what I mean?
I was in France a couple of years ago and I saw, I would say, a 5 or 6 year old little girl walking along with mammy and daddy with nothing on. Literally nothing on.
I know.
Now look, I personally wouldn't, like, I don't agree with that. I think your private area of, at all times should be covered. But what I'm talking about is a little 14-year-old girl, a little girl in a miniskirt, or a little girl running around in a belly top. Because at the end of the day, they're looking at their favourite singers in these clothes. You know, when I was 14 years old, it was Britney Spears, Rihanna. You wanted to dress like these women. And, you know, your mother would always, my mother was always reasonable. She'd know you can wear that, but you can't wear that. Not too, you know, like, but at the end of the day, I was a 14-year-old child. I fancied boys my own age. I didn't want grown-ass men giving me attention. That's on the grown-ass men. If you're looking at children like that or thinking anything bad like that, in my head, I'm just going, right, there's a lot more people in the world with paedophilic tendencies than
again,
I thought.
Again, nobody is arguing that point, Sork. I agree with you. Anybody, any grown man who's eyeing up 14-year-old girls is a sicko, okay? There's no, there's no argument here. The argument, though, is from the lady who sent us the message in the first place. If the kids, if and they are kids, weren't dressed in the way in which they are, they wouldn't attract that sort of attention. That's the argument.
I don't agree. I personally wouldn't allow my own kid now the whole arse cheeks out, but I mean, do they all wear little shorts? Yeah, of course they do. That's what they do. I mean, you see, like where I am, you see the youngsters has gone around, they could be 12 to whatever age, and they're walking around with their tops on in the summertime. Am I in my mid-30s looking at them and thinking at them? No.
No. But I just think,
you know what I mean? They're kids.
I know, but I think things completely different now that I have two girls, and already on with my eldest girl, there's already, you can see shades of that coming in where, you know, she goes swimming twice a week to swimming lessons, and she wears a swimsuit, as in a full swimsuit. And she asked the other day, can she get a two-piece swimsuit? And this was a big discussion between myself and Mrs. D. And Mrs. D was like, well, what, it's only a two-piece swimsuit. What's wrong? And I'm like, oh, God, no. And I'm turning into a psycho dad, where I'm like, no. And my wife...
What's your problem with that?
But I'll tell you why you're turning into a psycho dad.
Go on.
Because you know, as a man, what way some men think. I'm not saying all of them, because I have a good man at home.
Yeah.
They wouldn't think like that. But you, as a man, know.
Yeah, but talking, most men are decent. You know what I mean?
Well, thank God.
Of course they are, yeah.
No, I know, and I have to get it. When my wife turns around to me, she says, your daughter doesn't want to wear Peppa Pig swimsuits anymore. You know what I mean? She won't even watch. She's gone past Peppa Pig. She's watching now Demon Hunters, and the girls are in belly tops and stuff like that. But it just doesn't sit right with me.
But for what reason?
Because I'm a psycho dad.
Yeah, psycho dad,
In the same way the other day, Sorka, and I was in the chipper there the other night getting chips, and there was a teenage girl there. I'd say she was about 15 years of age, and she was there with a teenage boy, and he was really up, bro. And he was about 15.
Yeah.
And he had his hands all over and he was kissing her neck. And I was like, if that was my daughter, I'd literally have his legs broken. I just hate the thought of my daughter's growing up.
It's all ahead of you.
Thanks.
Thanks very much indeed, Sorka. Let's squeeze in a few more WhatsApp.
By the way, chicken nuggets.
Is what you had in the chipper.
That's what I had in the chipper.
Very good. Gareth.
Sorry, lads. Can't come on. Isn't the man the photographer? He's like, all these lads in America, just audit America and all this shite. He doesn't want to tell anybody where he's at because he's just been a fucking arsehole. He just wants to irritate people, knowing well what's going on in the world these days. I have a right. You have a right to be a fucking clown. I tell you, they took the camera off, you fucking bastard, you're right with. You innocent bastard, you. If you have nothing to hide, you just fucking saw it. Oh, look, there you go. This is a building my father was in, just taking pictures of it. There's nothing to kids. It's a grand. But no, I had to make a big thing out of it. You know, look at me with the camera. Fucking clown.
All right, Gareth, thanks very much indeed. And John.
The young guy is a great show today. Just a quick one for you, lads, because Kieran on there, I might have been listening to him for a while. I don't believe any principal gave him permission while school was in session to go around and take photographs. I really don't believe it. I don't believe that bullshit for 1 minute. Second of all, what's Kieran doing going around with schools taking pictures anyway? Of course parents are going to be alert. Of course parents are going to ask questions. You know, I don't care if he says it's right or wrong. Schools are on private property. And I don't believe any permission was sought. I don't believe what he's saying. I really don't. Because I don't think any principal in their right mind would give anybody permission to take pictures while school's in session. So, yeah, it's a bit strange, this Ciarán, isn't it? But anyway, Ciarán, look, listen, you're taking your life in your own hands doing that kind of carry on. You shouldn't be around schools taking pictures of kids, you know. Whether you say it's right or it's wrong or it's the law or it's against the law, you're on private property at the end of the day. You shouldn't be taking pictures while kids are in school. Simple as that, lads. Good luck.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed.
That's right, our friend Paulie, you know Paulie?
Oh, Paulie, you never messages, never sends a voice note or anything, yeah.
No, he's socially
inept.
Awkward.
Yeah, go on.
Paulie just messaged and he said, and this is a nice thing to say, that's a sign of a great dad, JD, that's me. I was the same. I'd be afraid of the dirt that's looking at them. Oh, I'm already psycho dad. I am psycho dad.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.